Torts, did you see everything that you were hoping to see in that exhibition game against Boston when it comes to your team and seeing if they're, you know, ready to play the style they're going to have to play against Toronto?
Yeah, you know, when Boston was named the team that we were going to play, it was going to be, I was so happy. It's a quality organization, great pros. And the way it worked out, Bobby, I thought we had our best practice to practice before that exhibition game. And where I think I've been a little inconsistent in our practice habits. We were dead on before it. And I liked the game. I think a lot of situations came up. We did a lot of tape work today off of that game and some of the things we did well, some of the things we need to improve on. And the thing mostly I liked about it, I thought it was a team that was playing hard, knowing they need to get ready to play a real game. They didn't cruise through an exhibition game. And I was happy about that because I just want to see where we were with lines in certain situations. I think we get a lot of information, a lot of good things out of it.
Liam Foudy assisted on the first goal of the game, Boone Jenner's goal. You know, we've talked about him, and you always talk about his speed, but what did he show you personally in that game that makes you comfortable with putting him into this important series?
I just don't think he's intimidated by the stage at all. Now, it's a different stage. It's kind of a naked stage because there's no people in the building. But we consider this a playoff game. They can call it what they want, but we consider it a playoff game for us. And I don't think he's afraid. And just like the play he makes, it's a really smart play. I don't think he thinks it may get to the tape-to-tape as far as a backhand play across the ice. But it's a smart play, throw it into the blue. There's a breakdown in coverage, and Jens bangs it in. Everything about his game, he's not afraid to make a play. And, so we bounce him around on different lines. I think he's had a really good camp. And, you got Shorzy, you got Gerbs, you got Stens. We got a lot of people that helped us along the way to get in here. But I want his legs in the lineup. He's that fast, and I think he deserves a chance here.
I don't think there could be another coach within these 24 teams that has taken a full group of players that knows everything about every player more than you, because every one of these guys played for you. Even Foudy, he came in and played two games throughout the course of the year. So you've seen every single one of them play. You've seen them for some of them for very long stretches. How much of an advantage do you see that as when maybe you have to change for ineffectiveness, maybe you have to change for injury, that you know everybody? How big is that for you?
Exactly. Just that point, Bobby, it could come into play as the series moves along. And, you know, Gerbs, what does he bring? Is it an energy guy we need if we lost a guy in injury? Do we need a power play guy at a certain time in the series? Stenlin, I thought, did really good things on the power play. Shorzy's just a solid center iceman. I like to keep him at center. He can move up and down the lineup. He can kill penalties. Gerby can kill penalties. So it depends what we need. I'm hoping we stay healthy. I'm very comfortable and with the guys that are going to start the tournament with us. I think they deserve it. I don't feel bad for the guys that are kind of the aces right now that are out of the lineup. A number of those guys gave us the opportunity to get here. But I have to take emotions out of it and put the best lineup in I possibly can to start this series. So, but I know all the other guys, and we'll see how it goes.
You and I always talk about Alexander Wennberg and Cam Atkinson as far as how important they can be to your team, how sometimes you need a little bit more out of them. What do you need out of those two guys in particular if you want to have success in this series?
Yeah, we need them. We need that. You know, Nick's going to play to start the game. Nick will play left wing with them. I bounce text back up with Luke. We need that line to give us some balance to play against their two top lines, and or even play against their top line, whichever it is. I mean, they've got some pretty good people right on through their lineup. We need a couple of lines that I can count on where I'm not locked in to try to find the matches and take guys off the ice to get a match. I think that's what Winnie can bring us. Winnie's very good away from the puck. Cam is very good away from the puck. Cam simply needs, he has practiced very well. Cam simply needs to play like Cam Atkinson play. And he's been very inconsistent that way. He needs to be a big part of someone that you see stand out in these games if we're going to have an opportunity to find our way.
You know, the last 2 years during the regular season, you and I have talked about defensemen, and you always say you need nine guys. You need at least nine guys to get through the season. Well, you've got a whole bunch of them right now. How tough was it for you to decide who was going to be the number six guy, or was it tough for you at all?
No, it was tough. It was tough because I don't think Nudie's had a good year. He was banged up throughout the year. That hurt him, but I think when he came in, he was healthy. I don't think he played that well. But Nudie has given us some big games. In big games, he has stood in there and played very well. I think Kooks has outplayed him. And so Kooks will get that sixth spot, if you want to call it that. We're hoping Murr, knock on wood, stays healthy. And then we'll see where we go. But there are a number of defensemen. You got Harry sitting out there, too, that just works his ass off and is a big part of the camaraderie of this team that's sitting there waiting also. I told them all. Just be ready. Things change very quickly in these series, and it almost ramps up even quicker, Bobby, because it's a five-game series. And you don't want injuries. You don't want to keep on – you hope everybody plays well. You don't have to change your lineup. But we have people that are very capable to come in if guys aren't doing their job.
You mentioned Toronto and their speed. I mean, up front, their forwards are extremely talented. They just roll line after line of guys that are going to come at you. Usually when you talk about speed, you talk about the importance of catching that speed while they're still in their defensive zone and slowing them down through the neutral zone. You always say that, especially about a guy like Ovechkin. But now when you have so many guys like that, how important is that going to be as a team to do it on every single shift?
Yeah, we got to be above the puck. We've got to do our job with our forechecking. We've got to make them play in their end zone more than they're in ours. They're a dangerous group, but we're not going to change how we're going to play. There's certain concentrations and certain tendencies. But now, Bobby, it's about us. We're not changing much. You know, you comb through the tape, you watch the games, but you don't change much. I think we have the right recipe and the right attitude to give us the best chance to win hockey games.
First couple of games in this tournament, as it got started here, saw a lot of penalties and a lot of power plays. I know it's always important to stay at even strength, but is it even more so against a team like this?
Yeah. I think the special teams, you know, it's funny. I was just getting dressed to go on the ice today at our practice while the Ranger-Carolina game was going on, and my general manager was already texting me, FYI, they're calling everything. And, we're a pretty disciplined group when we're thinking about it and we're concentrating the proper way. It's certainly going to be a big thing in this series, the power play and the penalty killing.
All right, Torts, and I've got to ask you about the goaltending. It's been a battle to decide who's going to start. So can you tell me who have you decided to go with and what gave that guy the edge?
Yeah, no one particular thing gave an edge. We're going to start Corpy. I think, really, quite honestly, both of them deserve the opportunity. I had to make a decision. I'm not going to get too entailed as far as why I made that decision. Talk to them both. We may need both of them. Who knows what happens? And this is new for them. You know, this is new playoff hockey for them in the National Hockey League. But we're going to go with Corpy. We talked as a coaching staff and with Manny, our goaltending coach, and this is what we came up with.
And it is a luxury that you have another guy that played so well this year that if you do have to make a change for some reason, you feel comfortable.
Yeah. Remember, we were all peeing our pants at the beginning of the year. Oh, my God, what's our goaltending going to be like? They're the ones that gave us a chance, as I've said right along, to be involved with the 12 teams in the East here in the bubble.
Torts, thank you so much, as always, and best of luck in game one.
All right, Bobby. Talk to you along the way.